Welcome to Talking Up Music Education, a podcast from the NAMM Foundation. Talking Up Music Education podcast shares news and stories about music education from teachers, students, parents, school, and community leaders who care about music education and are working to create more opportunities for music learning. And now, here's your host, Mary Lurson.
Hi, everyone. This is Mary Lurson at the NAMM Foundation, and I am just so delighted today to have with us someone who was a participant with us in the NAMM Foundation's Gen Next and President Innovation Awards. This is Stephanie Landino. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
And where are you today and what are you doing? Let's start with that.
I'm currently in Millersville, Pennsylvania. It's right next to Lancaster, Pennsylvania. I'm at college currently, so I was just working on some homework and studying. You know, I was in class earlier this morning.
Which is what you do in college, right?
That's absolutely.
What year are you in college and what's your major?
I am a senior. I am studying music industry with a concentration in music management as well as music production.
Wow, that's fantastic. And do you play an instrument? Is music making part of your life as well?
It's not as much anymore, but when I first started and obviously growing up, it was a big part of my life. So I originally started off learning the cello and then the next school, like this was in elementary school. So like fourth grade, fifth grade, and then fifth grade, I started choir and I just kind of ran with both of them up until college.
Well, fantastic. And then found your footing in a music business program, obviously. What's the name of your college?
Millersville University of Pennsylvania.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We wanted to have a chat with you because you attended the NAMM show last year in Anaheim, California in January, and you were a winner of one of the President's Innovation Awards. So first of all, congratulations on that. That's wonderful. And how did you find out about the President's Innovation Award? How did it come to you and why did you apply?
So my professor created a sign-up list to go to this conference just so that students could experience a different side of the music industry, build more connections. And so a lot of us had signed up, and then we were kind of thinking of ways to getting scholarships to make sure that we could afford being able to go, because plane tickets from Pennsylvania to California can be pretty expensive. And also staying in California for a little less than a week is pretty expensive as well. So a lot of us were kind of doing some planning, and then my professor sent out an email and said, hey, I found this really awesome award. I think that some of you should apply for it. If you're eligible, feel free to ask me any questions if you're interested in applying. So once I saw that email, I just kind of thought, you know what? I'm going to try. If I don't get it, that's okay. If I get it, that's amazing. I'm super excited. So whenever I had a free second, I was constantly working on the essays and making sure that what I had was of good quality. So,
well, obviously it was, because you won an award and you were with us. And, you know, I think that you described that important link between a teacher and a student really at every age of development, but especially in college. Your professor was informed and was connected to a network. Our Gen Next program is a collaboration with the College Music Society, which unites music faculty all over the world, really. So that's great that he brought that to you. So did you have a preconception about what it was going to be like at the NAMM show? And what was your experience when you went to the NAMM show? What was that like for you?
I kind of went in really blind, because since I am a dual concentration, I do want to learn as much as possible about both, even though I am incredibly interested in more of the music business side of the industry.
Music business being the recording and production and the marketing, that side?
Yeah, more marketing and stuff like that. Yep. So going into it, I just kind of was like, all right, download the app. Let's see what kind of lectures they have, what type of sessions they have. And looking at it and hanging out with my friends beforehand, because we got to California a day early, we were all just like, this is so much stuff. This is a lot. And the first half hour, my friend and I got lost. It was amazing. It was one of the best experiences ever. I loved getting lost through all the different corridors of music and instruments and just people everywhere. It was a wonderful experience, and I loved every second of it, seeing all different types of instruments and just learning more about the industry that I didn't know I could learn about.
That's great. You know, I think one thing that when our Gen Nexters come to the NAMM show, or even our music teachers or other folks, that they realize that this is really a professional community that you are really a big part of. Did you feel that when you got there?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it kind of opens up all the possibilities that are there. So how did the show support your overall career ambitions? How did it relate to what you're studying, especially now as a senior? You're getting close now, right, to launching out there, right? How did it help you?
So in between my fall and my spring semester last school year, I kind of felt like I got into a little bit of a rut. I didn't really feel like I had a lot of direction, just kind of overall not in a really positive outlook towards my career. And that whole week of being at the NAMM show completely changed everything about what I wanted out of my career, how far I wanted to go. And yeah, it was just one of those moments that kind of, it was a big wake up call for me, honestly.
That's terrific. Yeah. Was there one thing in particular that happened while you were there, or was it just the accumulation of all the experiences?
I think it was just kind of everything. You know, I got to meet other students who were in the same position as I was. You know, they're still like interested in a lot of different things and figuring out where they really want to go career-wise. And then also just meeting with professionals in the industry and seeing what their impact was and how they actually got there, because it's not always linear. And that's a good thing to recognize.
It's not necessarily a straight line or a straight thought, I sometimes like to say. Right? Our thoughts can bounce around too. So you're a senior. What are you working on now? I mean, like this semester, do you have any more internships ahead of you, or what's next for you?
I have time for next semester to do an internship. So applications will start probably at the end of the month, beginning of October. So I'm kind of gearing up for that. I'm working on a senior capstone right now with some of my fellow other music management students. So we have a lot of projects in the work, you know, working with local artists. We'll be working on an event for South by Southwest in the spring. And then also I have a senior project that I'm working on, doing some research with one of my other professors as well for the school year.
So you're doing all the things that you do as a senior, right?
Yeah, basically.
Right. Are you staying in touch with some of the folks you met at the NAMM show? Did you make some new connections and you're staying connected?
Yeah. So there were one or two people in particular. I actually met them while I was waiting to meet an artist. And it was just kind of random. But yeah, every once in a while, I'll see them like pop up on social media and like we'll say hey and stuff and talk for a little bit. So yeah.
Yeah, that's all part of the experience too, right?
Absolutely.
So will we see you back at the NAMM Show 2020 or in future years, do you think?
I would love to.
Keep us posted. You know, once you're a President's Innovation Award winner, we want to stay in touch with you. So always keep us updated. I think to close here, Stephanie, what would you say to someone that maybe was on the fence about should they apply and should they come to the NAMM show if they wanted to have a career in music? What would you say to them? What would be your advice?
If you're thinking about applying, just try. Be your authentic self and just try. In terms of coming to the NAMM show, whether you're coming over the summer or you're going to Anaheim in the winter, I highly encourage it because you will be able to find something there for you, no matter what you're interested in. So you're thinking about going here, there, and everywhere career-wise, you're kind of uncertain about what you want out of your career, there will be something there for you where you can get more information on it.
And maybe it could even help you get unstuck, right? Like it did for you. Well, we all need inspiration along the way, right? Absolutely,
yes, we do.
Well, Stephanie, any final words for our music education and our music making audience?
I don't think so.
Yeah, but we sure have my final word to you is thank you for your wonderful thoughts today. And we certainly wish you a great semester and all the things that are ahead for you. And thank you so much for joining us today. And thank you all for listening and joining me and Stephanie here on Talking at Music Education, a podcast of the NAM Foundation.
Talking Up Music Education is a podcast created by the NAM Foundation. To learn more about how you can support music education in your community or how you can be part of the work of the NAM Foundation, visit our website, www.namfoundation.org, or join us on Facebook at facebook.com/NAM Foundation. You can also follow Mary on Twitter at Mary L. Nam. That's Mary L. N. A. M. M.